to the Amaya Mayette Show, where she's going to tell you all the shit they don't tell you about leadership.
Hello and welcome to episode 6 of Leadership, the Shit They Don't Tell You. As always, this is Amaya Mayette, your hostess for this series. So listen, I'm going to do a brief recap and then we're going to move on. In the first episode, I really introduced the concept that if you were not leading yourself in your life and actively growing and developing personally, then as a leader of people in a leadership position, your ability will be impacted, right? At some point, you will reach as far as you can go without doing the work on yourself. So why not do the work on yourself right now? Why go to the end of the string and get pulled back simply because you've been avoiding doing the more difficult work? And then in episodes 2 and 3, I introduced leadership as a way of being. And I introduced being as the tip of the spear, which is what people usually say, the thing that leads everything, the context, your belief system about leadership, the context of leadership as a way of being drives everything. It drives things that you do, it drives decisions, it drives how you handle stress, it drives everything. And then in episode 4 and 5, I talked about different things to do as a leader of people, okay? When you have the context of leadership as a way of being and not as a position or role, there are different actions that you'll take. There are different decisions that you will make. There are different priorities that you will have. I also said, and I'll say this again, if your context of being a leader is profit over people, I am not the one for you, because that is a dysfunctional, egotistical, and shallow point of view. Yes, I said it. And I'm saying it that way because all that's doing is giving you an excuse to avoid actually doing your own work, actually being a leader. See, doing leader, having the position or the title, doesn't mean a lot if who you're being is not a leader. Now, I know that may sound a little weird, but just stay with me. So we go from being, right, your context, leader as a way of being, to here's things that you can do as a leader of people, as leader as a way of being. And now we're into, what do you have? So if you're being a leader and you're doing things that are in alignment with your context of being, then what? What do you end up with? What do you have? Well, and this is, you know, one of the easiest, most fun discussions to have, okay? So what do you have? Well, you have a sense of purpose and direction. If leadership as a way of being is one of your North Stars, right? Is one of the things that you say, this is my context, that leadership is a way of being at home as well as at work. You have a sense of purpose and direction. You have a North Star, a true star. You have something to chew yourself up against when things get tough, because when it's easy, right? When things are going great, it's easy to chew yourself up. When things are tougher, whether it's economics, whether it's the leaders above you, whether it's policy, whether it's a freaking pandemic, right? I mean, things happen, life happens, circumstances always happen. How we deal with those circumstances, how we make decisions in the face of those circumstances, that comes back to your North Star, your true North, okay? So you'll have a sense of purpose and direction that is more powerful than, let me just get through this day without pissing people off. Although every once in a while I go there, but you know, that's every once in a while. You're also gonna have more confidence because you will know why you are doing what you're doing. You will have already looked at your motives. You will already have looked at your priorities. You will already have chosen what is workable and what is not workable and what you're going to stand for as a leader. And you can have confidence in that. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody's going to agree with you. That doesn't mean that you're not going to have some battles to do. That doesn't mean that you're not going to piss people off. But here's what you won't have is confusion. Because you will have your true north. You will have your reason for being, your raison d'être, as they say in French. And that gives one confidence to stand upon whatever one deems is the highest of priority. You will also have satisfaction, right? Because you will, being someone who is taking on leader as a way of being and taking on their own life and working through the circumstances in their own life, you will have satisfaction because you will be able to see how you handle things as you grow. You will be able to see the impact that it has on people, how you handle things. You will be able to look at the mistakes that you make, because we all make them, the shortcomings, the failures that we have, because we all have them, but you'll be able to look at them from a place of power instead of regret. Because all those things are just information. But when you're lost, when you're looking for outside validation because you're not standing on principle, those things are tough. What you will also have from leadership as a way of being, as your context, is you will end up with a lot of credibility because you will have walked a mile in your customer's shoes. You will have sat next to your employees and you will have seen what's important to them and what's not working for them, and you will have stuck your neck out to make the changes that makes everybody's life better, including the shareholders. And you will know that you have made a difference. And when you say you're going to do something, it gets done. And people love to work with those types of leaders. So you will have credibility. And you'll also have credibility from the standpoint of someone who has their own sense of purpose and direction and confidence in North Star is also someone who can authentically say, hey, this isn't going to work, but here's what I'd like to do instead. Or, hey, I messed up. That wasn't my team. That was me. I made a poor decision. Here's how I'm going to make it right. See, being a leader doesn't mean you have all the answers. Being a leader does not mean you don't make mistakes. Being a leader is someone who can own up to those mistakes and those bad calls or those lacks of judgment and still take them in as a point of learning, but can authentically apologize and make it right where necessary. And that's in your whole life. How many of you, okay, here's a really, really important question. How many of you wish that the people in your personal life could do that? Take accountability for their behavior. Be authentic about where they messed up. Apologize and make it right. How many of you just want that in your personal life? Well, if you're working as leadership as a way of being, that's who you are in your personal life and in your professional life. You also will have people who will follow you wherever you go just to be able to keep working with you because they know who they are when they work with you. They know they've got somebody who's got their back, who isn't going to play games, who isn't going to throw them under the bus, who's going to pull the best out of them and actually look at the whole situation, good, bad, or ugly, and make the best of it. People will follow you. People will leave companies when you ask them to come work with you. If that's not credibility, and if that's not power, I don't know what is. Now, the last, but certainly not least, and again, this is just the highlights. There's lots more, but the highlight is also you will continuously evolve as a human. See, how many people, as soon as they get out of high school or college, they don't even read books anymore. They don't continue growing and learning. They don't take on life from the standpoint of, I'm still a student, so I'm going to keep learning and growing because things change. No, when you are being a leader, as in you've accepted leadership is a way of being, you will continuously evolve as a human because without it, you're not being a leader, right? All of these things, you know, I'm not even talking about your money, okay? I'm not even talking about the fact that recruiters will come for you, that opportunities will show up, that blessings will show up. All of that stuff will come. You don't get that first, though. You get that, you know, when you've built a life that you are not having to apologize for, when you're not worried about sweeping things under the rug, when you're out here learning, growing, evolving, taking responsibility for yourself and the people that depend on you. What you have is peace of mind. What you have is the ability to look at yourself in the eyes, no matter what the situation is, and have self-respect and know that your integrity is intact and know that you've left a legacy and a life well lived, regardless to the companies, regardless to the circumstances, regardless to the people. You can't buy this type of peace of mind. And oh, by the way, you can't fluff it either. You can pretend on social media or, you know, with acquaintances all you want, but when you're alone and you're home by yourself, and in those quiet moments in the night, are you at peace with who you're being and how you treated people? That is priceless, people. Not to mention the difference that you can make on the planet, because you never know who is working with you. You never know who is working with you and has gone home to their family, and one of their children might find the next cure for cancer, or one of their children might find the next opportunity to clean our planet. You just don't know the impact you have on humanity by how you're being in your circle of influence. So I dare you to prove me wrong. I dare you to do all these things that I'm talking about and then come back and tell me you didn't lead a better life. I dare you. Now, you can either take that dare or you can just take on the challenge of having a life well lived. But either one, I'm asking you to look at yourself, look at your life, look at your leadership, and I'm asking you to make some choices, because if you've listened to this podcast this far, you can no longer claim ignorance. And I love you for having listened, and I love you for considering. Now I'm asking you to make a choice. And I'll see you next time. Come on and play.
Join us for the next episode of Leadership, The Shit They Don't Tell You.